Hello, thanks for joining us here on Illinois Family Spotlight. I'm Monty Larrick. I'm joined by David Smith.
Hello.
The Executive Director of the Illinois Family Institute. We have back with us Karen Hayes, who is the former State Director of Concerned Women for America. She's also on the board of the Illinois Family Institute. We're also joined again by...
And a super activist.
Yeah. Donna Melody. With the 40 Days for Life campaign.
And a wonderful prayer warrior and pro-life activist.
Oh, thank you.
You know, we have in the past recently talked about the whole situation with Planned Parenthood. We did an interview with David DeLeiden. And the thing that kind of struck me out of his comments that he gave to IFI was the fact that there's a bill in Congress now that would defund Planned Parenthood. And the $500 million that's going to Planned Parenthood could go to community-based health centers that do not commit abortions.
You mean real health facilities?
Exactly.
Right. You know, great idea, right?
Okay, so somebody that's pro-life could go to one of these health centers and use it. Somebody that doesn't have a lot of money.
This is Donna Melody.
That's pro-life. Why would I go to a Planned Parenthood? I'm pro-life, but I don't have money to go to a regular doctor. Well, I would never step foot in a Planned Parenthood personally. But if I needed to, and I didn't have the funds for a doctor, and if it wasn't a Planned Parenthood, I could go. It actually discriminates against people that don't believe in abortion, and there's a lot of us.
That's true.
Karen, one of the big arguments in favor of funding Planned Parenthood, they always say, but, you know, underserved women who do not have proper health care depend on Planned Parenthood and their great work. What they're doing doesn't really measure up to the standards that pro-life folks would adhere to.
Well, certainly, and because they are the largest abortion provider in the United States is the reason for that. But another misnomer is that when you walk into Planned Parenthood, it's free. It's not. They charge. They're a for-profit organization.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know if they're technically on paper, but they do charge for their. It's not a free situation to begin with, but. When people say, well, Planned Parenthood does all these other good things, and abortion's only a tiny 3% part of that, it's really a bogus, absolute bogus situation that we're talking about, because they're using a percentage that has no meaning whatsoever when they are counting the percentages of services. So, in other words, I don't want to prolong this part too long, but if somebody walks in for an abortion and they also get a pregnancy test and they also get a STD test and they leave there with contraception, that's four services in addition to the abortion. So they, in their minds, in their percentage figuring, they figure that as 25% of their services.
Wow.
When the person is just going in for the abortion.
This is their publicized numbers.
Exactly.
This is what they say they do.
And this is what the media buys into.
Oh, I see it online all the time. I see that 3% figure. I think there's been congressmen, et cetera, that, you know, they use, the other side uses that figure all the time.
But you've said that this has been exposed by other media sources,
yes,
right?
Yes, NPR.
National Public Radio has it on their website.
Right. And
as what? As a myth?
If you just look up, what is it? It's the numbers, the percentage of abortion through Planned Parenthood, NPR. You'll find it right there. It'll come right up.
Okay. Even if their numbers are correct, and we know that's a stretch, it's still 300,000 abortions a year.
And they're still the largest.
That's mind-boggling, isn't it?
Right. And they're still the largest abortion provider in our country.
Mm-hmm. That we're paying for. And we don't have any money.
Yes, and of course, it's not only federal dollars they're getting. They're also getting state dollars in many cases.
Medicaid money.
And in Illinois, I just have to say this, even though there's a bill in Congress, and maybe that'll get past the House and the Senate, But in Illinois, there has been legislation introduced, and it hasn't even gotten a hearing. So it's gotten zero traction in Springfield.
And that's why the elections are so important.
Well keep in mind that Hillary Clinton wants to do away with the Hyde Amendment, which bans taxpayer abortions through Medicaid.
And Henry Hyde was a pro-life hero, a congressman from the 6th District here in Illinois. Peter Roskam now has his seat, and he was the one that got that piece of legislation passed that says no federal dollars.
Right. She wants to allow it all the way up. She's for partial birth abortion, strongly.
So if you end that ban on taxpayer-funded abortions, Planned Parenthood's business is really supposed to, undoubtedly will really pick up.
Yeah. It's scary to think.
And so many more girls will be damaged.
Yeah. I guess the question I would have for Mrs. Clinton would be, why do you want to grow abortion in America?
Right.
What good will come out of that?
We already have a low birth rate. We don't even have enough workers, you know, as it is.
That's right. You know, let me explain that a little bit, right? The replacement rate, birth rate, is supposed to be 2.1, right? Mm-hmm. That's the number. And unfortunately, United States of America has fallen below that level.
Right.
Only because of immigration are we still growing as population-wise. But, yeah, we have fallen below that. And, of course, the left believes, wrongly so, that the world is overpopulated, they've got too many people, and the fact of the matter is 7 billion people could comfortably fit, and that's the size of the world, right, in the state of Texas with approximately 1,000 square feet per each person. So, and I'll just have to say, you both are mothers of 6 children. I'm the father of 7. We know what a tremendous blessing each and every one of those individuals are. And if raised correctly, right, they will become productive members of society that will bless the whole country, state, whatever.
Could you just imagine not having one of those kids?
No.
Being not there?
No.
They teach me sometimes more than I teach them in certain ways. But we all know, I mean, God uses these families and our kids. But this other issue that you're talking about, Dave, leads back to the Margaret Sanger issue.
That's exactly right.
The founder of Planned Parenthood, who wanted to get rid of, my word, deplorables. You know, I mean, literally.
It was immigrants back then, wasn't it?
Well, not just immigrants.
Black and Hispanic kids. Yeah.
Exactly, exactly.
And anyone with a disability.
And that should put chills, you know.
Well, who adopted her philosophy? Adolf Hitler.
That's right.
And where did he go? He was killing Jews and Poles and blacks.
Oh, and the disabled. You know,
and the disabled. That's right.
That's what I thought of when I seen the opportunity to do something about this.
That's right.
And do something about that. You mean you're speaking in terms of the 40 Days for Life campaign.
Yes. You know.
It's more than just prayer and fasting, and those are the two big elements. Mm-hmm. But it's also talking about community engagement.
Yes.
Tell us about that.
What are the three pillars?
So the three pillars are prayer and fasting, first of all.
Prayer and
fasting. And fasting doesn't have to be you don't eat for 40 days, but it can be a juice fast or water or media or anything.
Uh-oh. No smartphone?
No, could be.
Oh, man,
no
that's
Facebook.
A sacrifice.
No pizza on Friday night.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, but, you know, God,
this is hitting home.
You know, what's the Bible verse where Jesus said that one does not come out that's but right. by prayer and fasting? Mm-hmm. And fasting is a big deal.
Yeah, we're making fun of what we can fast from, but God wants us to do this and appeal to his throne and ask him to intervene.
And continually come before his throne.
Yes.
And the fasting, it keeps you right there.
That's good.
But
so other pillars.
The community outreach, which actually does reach out to all different faiths in the community and brings them together. For one purpose.
So you and Karen have been doing this. You've been going around visiting churches.
Yeah.
What's the response been like?
Everybody's enthusiastic, but everybody's busy.
Oh, man.
So we're hoping that next year people are going to have a heads up about this.
Sure.
And they can schedule their days, and it'll be more successful. I feel like it's successful what has happened so far. And
do you want to build on it?
Everybody's not going to let up either.
Amen.
Yeah.
So this is the first year in Orland Park. We're specifically talking about that. Mm-hmm. And there are 40 days for life all over the place.
Yeah.
So this is the first time. So you're making the pastors and the churches and the church leaders aware of what's going on over on, 143rd in LaGrange Road.
145th in LaGrange Road.
145th in LaGrange Road.
Right in front of the Planned
Parenthood.
And how
they could get involved. Right.
Right, and that's true of all the sites of 40 Days for Life, and not only in Illinois, nationwide and worldwide. And I would really encourage anybody listening to this podcast, if you don't know if your church is involved or you want your church to get involved, and it may just take encouragement from you to your pastor with perhaps an offer to help sign people up in your church to pray. And sometimes if the pastor knows that there's someone, one or two people, that are willing to help him take that step of getting them involved, that's what it takes.
And it can be prayer groups,
too. And we're talking only about one-hour slots, right?
Yep, right.
1 hour slots. Mm-hmm. Can we sacrifice 1 hour of prayer?
It can be Bible studies. It can be prayer groups.
Amen.
Yeah.
That's good.
Small groups, yes.
All right. Well, let's come back to this in a minute, and we'll continue our discussion.
There's an easy way to be an informed voter. Visit ilvoterguide.com. ilvoterguide.com is a comprehensive online voter guide that rates the candidates on a 7-point scale from very conservative to very liberal. ilvoterguide.com lets you know where the candidates stand on life, taxes, and other key issues, who's funding the candidates' campaigns, and who's endorsing them. Before you vote, visit ilvoterguide.com. That's ilvoterguide.com. This is an Illinois Family Institute, IllinoisFamily.org update. One of the leaders of the National Black Pro-Life Coalition is encouraging volunteers to pray outside clinics for women, their unborn babies, and for an end to abortion during the 40 Days for Life campaign.
You will meet so many other people who can help guide you, who can mentor you, or who can stand alongside of you and support you.
Babette Holder is also urging African American voters to choose pro-life candidates this election.
If we continue on the path that we are being pro-choice, we are going to be no longer a good number and volume and a voice in America.
Find out where the candidates stand on life and other issues. Visit IllinoisFamily.org. This is an Illinois Family Institute, IllinoisFamily.org update.
Hello, once again, I'm Monty Larrick, joined by David Smith with the Illinois Family Institute. Donna Melody with 40 Days for Life campaign here. Karen Hayes, a member of the IFI board, one of my bosses. And
my boss, too.
And we're kind of talking about the pro-life issues, the whole 40 Days for Life campaign, which says to folks, you need to pray, you need to fast, you need to get involved in your community to help end abortion.
That's right.
Ladies, you talked about getting pastors engaged in this effort and churches.
Yes.
Difficult. Pastors say, I got too many things on my list of things to do.
Too many programs running.
Yeah. What's been the reaction?
Well, that about sums it up. But as I have felt for a long time, it really does take people in the pews to put feet to their faith and go to their pastor, offer them some assistance, maybe be willing to help sign up, sit at a table out in the foyer and sign up people for slots to come pray. It's so much easier when people know others and come and fill slots as a church, although people are more than welcome to sign up individually as well online 40daysforlife.com.
Donna, when
what was that, 40daysforlife.com?
It was 40daysforlife.com.
40daysforlife.com, okay. Donna with 40daysforlife.com. When you hear pastors kind of say that, you know, we just don't talk about abortion here at our church. It's a political issue. And, well, we might offend some of the women in our church who've had abortions, and we don't want to do that and lose those folks. What do you say?
Well, you know, Monty, I jumped into this. Okay, there's all these different jobs with 40 Days for Life. You need an event coordinator. You need a prayer coordinator. You need a media person. I did it all, and Karen jumped in, too. So what I didn't do, Monty, was pray. I was busy doing all this work, trying to get people on board. And you know what? Next time, we're going to start with prayer for a long time for these pastors that we're trying to reach, these
Martha,
churches.
Martha, you're busy about many things, right?
Yeah. I know, and here it is. Yeah. And, you know, it's work. It's hard work.
Well, you know what? I tell you what, I sympathize with you because I'm an activist at heart. You know, most of the people here, Monty and Kathy, we all just want to roll up our sleeves and dive into it.
Yeah. So I have really, gray hair.
That's, me too.
I hang around with them.
You know, this we have to intentionally put time aside to go ahead and do it. Right. There's an app I have on my phone. I just have to plug this real quick. It's called Echo that gives me reminders. And you can set it up for whatever you want. I have it hourly during the day of what to pray for.
Yeah.
And we need those reminders.
Right. So how could this be, you know, how could we complain about what, you know, the answers that we're getting when how much time did I put forth praying for these people before I go?
That's right.
So that's a big deal. God can change hearts, and He can open up our eyes. We've just fallen asleep, really.
That's right.
You know, all the and the pastors, everybody, we've all fallen asleep, and we let this thing get way too far, just with everything else.
I was at a meeting recently and dealt with churches being engaged in the community, and the one thing that I really took out of that meeting was a group called City Plan. And we'll be talking about that in the future. But they said, you know, before you get started, don't get ahead of yourself. Be in prayer about it.
Amen.
Yeah.
And during that meeting, in the basement of this church, there were like three ladies praying for the meeting. So it does start with prayer.
Amen. Yeah. That's important.
It absolutely does. And I want to also add, when this whole idea that the other side has put out there about abortion helping women is so false, it is so wrong, and I just want to always continually remind the church, really, but also neighbors and friends, and anyone listening to this podcast, that abortion hurts women. Mm-hmm. It hurts them physically often, it hurts them emotionally, and it also hurts them spiritually.
Amen.
We That's know about right. the abortion breast cancer link. We know about the post-traumatic syndrome after abortions. We know enough now.
And the guilt, the tremendous guilt
Absolutely.
That some of these women feel Absolutely. After having an abortion.
Yeah.
They
and
can't
then
that
forgive themselves.
Extends also to the fact that abortion hurts men and abortion hurts families. And
That's
as
right.
Illinois Family Institute, I mean, we look at this and this is a building block of our society, and we know we're in trouble in this culture. So,
absolutely.
Well, you know, and people have touched on this, but abortion also hurts our demographics.
Mm-hmm.
Think about it.
Mm-hmm.
Think about the future stability of Social Security.
I knew you were going to say it, Social Security.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Or why are so many schools being shut down in Chicago? Well, there are a lot fewer kids.
Yep.
And I think abortion is part of that.
That's
part of it.
That's a part of it. But also, what about and I'm not the first one to say this, but the innovations that we're missing, the scientists, the medical researchers, the
right.
people who are not with us because their life was snuffed out.
And, you know, God works through adverse mostly through desperate people and adverse situations. So, you know, a mom that has to have a baby that doesn't have a dad around to help, God's going to help if she, you know, will commit it to him, though.
Right.
But, yeah, that's an opportunity for God to really take control and show up in her life.
That's right.
Yeah.
Just think of what God could do for us, how he could bless our nation if we would end abortion. Think about that.
That.
Think of the blessings that could come out of that.
And think of the healing for these women who have been deceived and the families that have been affected, that the healing, the good news, the hope is all through the good news of the gospel.
I just want to pick up on that for a second because you said the word deceived. And, you know, this heinous industry is really from the pit of hell. I've said that before, and it is from the pit of hell. So we should not be surprised at the deceit coming out, because they're going to put on a happy face and lie to people. They lie to the media, and the media is all too happy to carry their message, most of them, you know, saying, hey, this is your health choice. This is health care. It's not. It's snuffing out the life. It ends a life of a uniquely human being.
Well, amen. You know what really convicted me too was when I seen this website called abortionprocedures.com.
Okay.
And that's an ex-abortionist who's done over 1,200 abortions.
Dr. Leventino?
Yeah.
Yes, okay.
Anthony Leventino, right?
Yes, so, that's it. Yeah.
You know, he doesn't show an actual abortion, but he shows exactly...
He explains it.
...how it happens, and he shows the tools used.
Oh, boy. I've seen it.
And anybody could see that and know that that's so wrong. How do we pay for this? I can't imagine it.
Well, speaking of abortion, we have an important election coming up. And it's very important that here in Illinois, especially, we elect some more pro-life lawmakers, Dave.
It's vital. We had two pieces of legislation signed into law, pro-abortion laws that were signed into law. Well, they're going to go into effect in January. They were signed in July by Republican Governor Bruce Runner, but they're going to go into effect in January 2017. They both passed with 61 votes in the House. You only need 60 votes in the House. So, in other words, if we had two or three more pro-life, pro-family lawmakers down in Springfield in the House, we may have been able to stop. Of course, I don't have a crystal ball. I can't tell you for certain. But the likelihood of them being able to gather the votes when it was that close to put it over the top, if we had just two or three. So that's why it's so important that Christians come out. I know that the top of the ticket isn't exciting this time around, but we've got to come out and vote, vote up and down the ticket, and do our due diligence researching and finding those candidates that respect life, who will stand for life, and put them and try to put them in office. Think about it. If we were to get two or three more pro-lifers down there this time around, and in 2 years, two or three more, and 2 years after that, the tide would turn eventually.
How do we find out? How do we know who's pro-life?
Well, I am so glad you asked, Donna.
Good setup there.
Well, I would recommend going to, especially the listeners online, ilvoterguide.com. That's ilvoterguide.com. It's an online tool where you just put in your address. Up comes only your races, state and federal, and we have a panel of great activists who rank these candidates on a 7-point scale from very liberal to very conservative. Not only that, but you can click on the names of the candidates, find out who's endorsed them, who they've endorsed, who they've given money to, and who's given money to them. So, I mean, if you don't like just the ranking, you don't have to stop there. You can see all this information, and you can look if Planned Parenthood endorsed one of these candidates. That's probably not your guy.
Right. Red flag might go up.
Yeah, a red flag will go up.
Yeah. Well, ladies, thank you so much for joining us here on the Illinois Family Spotlight. Karen Hayes with Illinois Family Institute and Donna Melody with 40 Days for Life. 40daysforlife.com.
.com.
All right. Thank you so much. God bless.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Illinois Family Spotlight. For more information, please visit us at ifiaction.org and look for us on Facebook and Twitter. If you would like to email us questions or comments, please do so at feedback@ifiaction.org. Until next time, stay engaged and keep your eyes on the prize.